Well, we welcome you into Flowery Branch, another Monday edition of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show, and with Dave Archer, West Durham, and great to have the Falcons head coach alongside. And no two ways about it, just as bad, a rugged a day, disappointing, frustrating, all the bad words you can possibly think of, I guess, in 60 minutes.
Yeah,
right?
and last night I said it was an unacceptable performance, yeah. And I certainly didn't back off that. As we head into it, there were some things that bothered me about the game. And the first things were probably the line of scrimmage on both sides. And I have such belief and feeling for the big guys, both offensively and defensively, for us to be at our best. Those two groups have got to play like we're capable of. And I didn't feel like that was the case yesterday. And then the explosive plays really put us way behind, especially defensively. We had a couple early on, and it wasn't necessarily ones that were so far out for us that they happened. So those are probably the biggest things in the ball game that we've got to get our football just right.
Dan, as you look at the line play, and I'm going to ask you specifically about the offensive line. Tough day for them yesterday. We knew it was going to be a tall task. That was a good defensive front you were facing. But, and there is a but in there, as you look at it, was it physical stuff that maybe that's something you can't fix, or was it technique detail stuff that you can fix?
I think we got out of balance in the run pass, and that happens when you're down 21-0, where when you can just tee off and the pressures and not have the threat of a constant run game going. That makes it really challenging. That's not at all the style we want to play. We want to be on the line of scrimmage, cutting you off on the backside, and letting some of these runs rip. So that's when it can get the hardest.
The other side of the ball, the run game defensively, your 8-man front looked like it fit well until they bounced, and you had a couple plays bounce.
Yeah, there was two of them. One early on that we misfit on one, and then a second one where it bounced all the way outside. I believe that's the one you're talking about. So. You can't take those plays back. You know, you can't say we played well in the run except for.
Right.
And that's what I always try to avoid. If you only took these three plays out of the ball game, well, you don't get to. And that was kind of the messaging for the team. Like, being on point all the time, everything counts. Every play.
Well, and you've talked so much since arriving here last February about building this team through details and doing the little things and making sure those little things are tight game in, game out, because then you can kind of, you know, withstand the flurry, I guess. Yesterday, it was the details that came unglued, and then the flurry came behind it, and without the details, you didn't have it.
And for us, we always count on not allowing a lot of explosives, and that's one of the things we're the best at. And so when we allowed some of those in the run game and in the pass game, one play turned into another play, and there was a score and another score, and then losing our poise. I think we had a personal foul on a third, second down that was heading into third down.
Yeah.
So those are the ones that most, jacked me up and ticked me off about the game, because we're so much better of a club than that than we put out there yesterday.
This is a team game. It's the ultimate team game. You and I have had a chance to play it, and we know that. But there are individuals that maybe don't have their game on a particular day. Rob had a tough day yesterday. Rob Alford had a tough day yesterday. You've talked to him, and that's your business. But does he obviously has an understanding that Trufant's got that certain amount of respect, that they're not going to try him very often, that he's going to get the lion's share of stuff coming his way.
And some of those are opportunities for him where he can get his hands on the ball, and that was one yesterday where he had a chance for a pick, didn't come down with one, and he's one of our very best guys and one that we totally count on. He was certainly the factor, when they went to him in the Redskins game in overtime, he made a play to win the game. So he's one of our best guys, and for him, to have a tough day, that's what we talked about together.
Is that one of the positions, and it always kind of equated the corner position a lot like the quarterback from a confidence standpoint. It's one of the toughest positions, if not the toughest play in the business. How do you navigate through whether, okay, a guy's having a bad day and I get him off the field or keep him in? Is it very much like a quarterback?
Very much so. Like, for instance, if you had thrown a pick on a previous play and they're calling another route and here I'm coming to the same. When you're playing corner, it's much like that. Like, the next play is the most important play, and you can't replay the ones that you had a bad one on, and this could be the one, and I hope they throw it my way. So that's kind of more of the mindset.
How does today go? Is this the hardest Monday of the year so far for these guys?
It really is, because it's our most difficult and most challenging time after a loss, and we've had a number of close games, which can totally wreck you inside, because you're everything's given everything they got for the – player to player, and for the fans and coaches, everybody, they put so much into it. It's the all heart, all soul. And then as you get into a game like that and you come out way behind, you don't know where to put it. And that's where we're at. And we got to the truth of it, and we've got to improve in some areas. And that's what we're planning to do.
And you talked about how you're motivated like crazy. And this, not that you need any more fuel on the fire, but you add fuel yourself each and every week going forward. I've had the pleasure of being around you some. As you look at, and you got the question asked to you in the press conference, is your motivation and what you're doing being matched? That's what you're looking at. You're looking for guys that are going to match the same level, I would assume.
One of the things I've told the team for a long time, everything counts. And we're always watching to make sure, you know, every guy in this program, we want to be one where you're absolutely going for it. And so that's kind of the messaging that we're going through. But we don't need the motivation to come from anywhere other than ourselves to see how good we can play. And the challenge is out there for us to play our best ball. And it's been a really tough stretch. And, you know, we want to play better for one another, for the fans, for the city, for everybody. And that's what we plan on doing.
I'm sure collectively hard tape to watch.
Yep.
Just start to finish. But today's point, and we touched on this yesterday in the second half, about guys who, you know, you stay in this league for a long time by matching that effort, by bringing it, even on days like yesterday. And I don't want names, and I don't expect you to give them. But did you see guys yesterday who stayed with it yesterday?
Absolutely did.
Okay.
And that's absolutely the – and it's funny that you said that. That was one – Richard, been in the league a long time. He said, I went in early this morning. I wanted to look at effort from the beginning to the end to see was there a change, was there – and it wasn't. So that part, I wasn't surprised to hear that. It was honestly the explosive plays defensively that it got us. And that kind of – you know, those ones are correctable things. So why did they happen? We'll have to go back, you know, and get to those details to get them fixed, because when you have a game where you have that many explosives, it's really hard to win.
That's the punch to the gut, really, for a player, is when you're questioned on your effort.
Yes.
Questioned whether you're giving everything you can give. Now, credit Carolina. I think they felt like that there was none of that, and that's kind of where you're looking. Your peers, I don't think you care too much about the periphery type stuff,
right,
and guys that really don't know the game, to talk about guys quitting. That didn't happen.
No,
the peer part of it, right?
Yeah, and to one another. And the locker room has a bunch of really good competitors. You guys know that from being around the team and what we want to stand for. So we got our tails kicked, and you know, from the first part of the game all the way through to the end. And there was plays made on both sides. There was missed opportunities for us, for sure. And that's the hardest part for it.
An interesting situation facing the Falcons coming up now. Go outside the NFC here in these final three games. Going to play Jacksonville on Sunday at 1 o'clock. We'll spend some time here with Coach Quinn in our half hour today talking about matching up against his buddy Gus Bradley.
Sure.
I mean, I got to believe there's a lot of familiarity, maybe more than both you guys want in the ball game on Sunday from certain respects. And then Desmond Trufant's going to spend a few minutes with us as well in the player spotlight. The way you're building this team, yesterday in a collective sense, players and coaches, and now individually, players among themselves. We know that those guys have visited. How about coaches? What's the tough part here for you guys and putting this staff in motion now to bounce back from that game yesterday?
Right, and I think they'll be looking. Everybody's, you know, looking to see how, you know, people handle an unusual circumstance like happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We anticipate being in close games all the time. Well, yesterday it wasn't. And so how do we find the right answers and put the guys in the right matchups and challenge them in the right way to have our best football?
Yeah.
When you looked at, obviously, the run game became maybe obsolete at some point, three
right.
series in the game, you're down 21-0. Is that something that you and Kyle talk about during the games? Hey, let's try to stay with it, or, hey, get away with it, do whatever. I know you have a lot of trust in Kyle.
Yeah, but
doing.
It's definitely something. I'm on the headsets with them, and as we're going through it, let's make sure when we can have the chance to stay balanced, we do. A couple of them, we even had some runs calls, and there were some looks that checked out of them. So that happens, too.
Well, the Falcons fall yesterday in Charlotte 38-0. The interesting part is next week you'll get them again.
Yes.
I mean,
that was part of the –
it'll,
you know,
be pretty fresh here.
Yep, we're not done the preparation yet in terms of, you know, closing. We're not on to Jacksonville yet until we close the things from Carolina that need to change in the next go-around, because, like you just said, we are going to face them again soon.
We had talked about last week and staying consistent, and I know that's something that's big and important to you, but you talked about maybe tweaking some of the things in practice as to how you attack, maybe interior blocking in the stretch game or whatever it is. Is that something that that you're going to look at pretty hard at this
week? Yeah, that'll be tonight and tomorrow, and when there's a lack of production in one area, it calls for that point of emphasis to increase,
mm-hmm.
and that'll certainly be the case of areas that we're going to totally dial in on in this week's ball game.
Interesting. You moved, and I know you touched on this, a coaching decision to take Schrader out and put Jake Long in yesterday.
I did.
Do you look at Jake and say, okay, here's a guy that's really trying to make a comeback, and he got a handful of snaps yesterday. But he's clearly a guy that's had some ability in this league, Coach.
And, you know, one of those people that you know when you call on him, you can count on him. And I think that way with Jake. Mm-hmm. And so for him to go in, no warm-up, yep, go in, it was kind of like, all right, let me grab my helmet and go in, I'm ready, and perform just exactly like I thought he would.
Wow, that's encouraging for sure. All right, let's get to a question here before we get to break. And, of course, it's brought to you by United BMW. Submit your question now at 929thegame.com/askthecoach. This week, Andrew and Ackworth, how would you take the mental approach, the mental state of the locker room after the ball game yesterday?
One, coming in the mental approach, it was hard. And where do you put a loss like that when you want to have all the juice and all the energy and play for one another and going in, and it totally went awry and played – not at all in the style and attitude that we want. So when we get back today, really the big thing in the team meeting room said, this part of our game was unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And moving forward, these are the things that we are going to get better at. That's going to happen. So it belongs to all of us. You know, it's not you did bad, you did well, you did poorly, you did okay. As we're going back to it, man, it's a group deal, and we're all in it together.
I'm fascinated all the time by coaching trees.
Okay.
You and Gus Bradley spend time together in Seattle.
We did.
And that's the only time, is, and looking at the coaching chronology, if you will, of both guys, the only time you all been together was Seattle, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
We've met each other because he was close with Raheem. I believe they had coached together at Tampa Bay.
Okay, with Monty Kiffin, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And so I think at that time, that's when I first got the connection, probably met him through Raheem. And then when we partnered up in Seattle, Jim Moore was the coach. Mm-hmm. And just right away, you could tell the detail from the teaching, the energy he had. And then he and I were actually the two members that stayed on when Pete Carroll came. And I'd been the defensive line coach there. And then I left to go down to be the defensive coordinator at the Gators, and Gus stayed. And then he left, and so the switches took place again. But number one is an A-plus guy.
Yeah.
And the genuine passion and enthusiasm he has for ball and for teaching, it totally shows.
Well, and it certainly has shown up. His team has continued to play well under his tenure. He's been there long enough now where I think the people that he wants on the roster, he's starting to get to that position. And that's part of this process, isn't it, Dan? Not to be disparaging to anybody that's on the roster now, but there is – a degree of that that's going on where you've got to get – you want to win now. You want to win this week.
Yep.
But you've got to get to a point where now you know that you've got everybody on the field that you need.
And just having the mindset that we are truly committed to the style that we want to play. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to back off that at any point.
The this scenario of coaching influences, and I was looking at your chronology and his kind of last night, putting some notes together for the show today. And I've told you this, I'm fascinated about Joe Gardy, who you worked with at Hofstra, but you also work for Jimmy Laycock at William & Mary, who's had a marvelous career. The late Bill Stewart, I think, for a year. What do you pull from those that when you get to this level and you run in, Gus Bradley knows you so well, but you both work for different guys?
It was coming up by such a unique experience of the guys that I had, the awesome pleasure to be around. And from William & Mary with Jimmy Laycock, who's still there, to Bill Stewart, who's rest his soul, looking down on us and smiling. He was at VMI with me, and then Joe Gardy, and then my NFL experience was rock solid as you can get. Steve Mariucci and Bill Walsh, and then my time with Nick Saban in Miami, and just on and on. Like all these unique experiences, I found different ways to lead. I found different ways to teach. I found different ways to motivate. And then at the end of it, I came all the way around full circle and said, what's my own philosophy? And that's what challenged me the most, to make sure if I ever had this opportunity, I want to make sure I do it in my own style.
Did you keep notes along the way?
I did. And Stacy would be disappointed if I didn't mention, all the binders that are in our garage and basement of through the years.
Yeah.
And it was fun actually to go back and look at a 2001 team meeting notes with Bill Walsh, and you read them, and you could, have something to go back and look into. And so it was so interesting to see like where some of the messaging, I want to know where it came from, look back, and I see where some of it came from.
Dan, is that – I mean, everybody, you're a human being. I mean, you're a guy that battles and fights and burns the candle at both ends to try to get ready each and every week to win. But at the end of the day, you're a human being too, and you're going to have some emotions that are attached to what's going on. Is it going home to Stacy? Is she the one that's going to kind of calm you down? Or what do you do? I mean, do you call somebody? Do you call Pete? I mean, he's playing too. So
yeah, for sure it's a tough spot. My main objective is to make sure that the coaches and the players – they have their mind right, ready to go back and attack. And so I'm pretty strong-minded, and I have a really clear vision of how I want our team to play. And so I've learned that through the years, and that's why I can't wait to get back out here on the field again with the team and play in a style that suits us and not one that doesn't, which certainly happened yesterday.
Well, not to take away anything from what Coach Carroll's accomplished in Seattle, but your style is your style.
Correct.
And it's not just the Seattle way, so to speak.
Correct.
There's a lot involved there. I mean, you know, we've talked enough. I know there's a little Nick Saban in some of this too, right?
Coach Carroll and I said we have a lot of similarities, but we're different in a lot of ways too. And I think he was probably the one that challenged, hey, Dan, do it in your own way. You know, like, and that was the same thing defensively during my time there. And so he wasn't in all the defensive meetings and style and attitude that I spoke with. So that was important for me. That's kind of where I first grew. Mm-hmm. And in terms of leadership philosophy and getting a whole unit of guys collectively mindset together. So you have to learn that on your own. Those are experiences that you just can't even prepare for until you're in them.
Yeah.
Do you ever see a player, and you had some players in Seattle certainly I think would fit this, and I think we're going to talk to a guy here coming up in the player spotlight that might fit this mold as well, in Desmond Trufant, that kind of have that foresight.
Yep.
To do what you're talking about with what you drove from the coaches as far as his leadership and what he's going to bring to the team, especially in some trying times like this.
And True has been absolutely getting better and better. We knew the talent was there, and then now his mindset is, you know, exceeding and matching even the ability, where he wants to go for it. I don't know if you remember, there's a reverse play in the game, and he was playing left corner and made like a 3 or 4 yard gain on a reverse on the other side of the field. And it's those kind of plays that give the respect to your teammates and then to other people watching. When you say, man, when you put the tape on, you say, you got to watch this guy. And that's the kind of ball that he's putting out.
If you had a punch list for Sunday, number one on both sides, what are the two things, maybe one on each side of the ball, you want to see this week in preparation for Sunday?
I think, you know, defensively, we want to make sure our line of scrimmage is rock solid in terms of the run game and the toughness and the tackling that go along with that. We play a lot of 8-man fronts, and so we want to make sure when the run game takes place, you know, our physical nature totally shines through. And then the second thing I would say, I can't wait to see this balance on offense and where the run game and the play action go hand in hand, because when we do that, that's what it looks like, and that's how we know it. So those, I would say, are probably the two things, our run game defensively, and then our balance offensively.
Dan, you elevated Joey Embu, and he played significant minutes for you yesterday.
Yep.
Obviously, Solei couldn't go. One, obviously, it was tough to have a veteran player in there like Solei that could maybe anchor that middle. But how did Joey stand up in there?
I thought for the first time, when it wasn't too big, mm-hmm. you know, for going from a, you know, preseason game and then being on the practice squad and, you know, basically inactive for, you know, 12 weeks and then getting into some live action game. I thought there's a lot of examples where we said, okay, there's some real stuff there, and you can see why we're working so hard to develop them.
Yeah, it was interesting because he and Grady Jarrett went there together. You got really young really fast in the span of a week or so, didn't you?
I thought Brian's done a good job of pushing those guys and finding them and improving. And if you saw where both of them were from, you know, when they first got here to where they're at now and how much their game has improved and how, you know, the little things they're doing to get better – it's totally showing up.
I know you haven't seen much of Jacksonville. This day was – you talk about this is Tell the Truth Monday, pour more into what you are. How much do you know about Jacksonville yet, or are you really going to have to pour yourself in over the next couple
of days? Yeah, I'm going to have to, you know, look hard at it. We don't generally look too far ahead. Mm. Some of the coaches do in terms of the planning to get ready, but it's no denying, you know, what you hear from the statistical side, you know, in terms of how well the quarterback's playing. I know this, both teams are going to be playing really hard, and it's a great matchup, one that we are absolutely getting ready for. But this week's going to be about us and our mindset and our approach.
Philosophically, it'll be two guys built on the same frame a little bit, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Gus has probably has told the same story, I'm sure, like his own philosophy, you know, where he and I are different, and just like,
sure.
you know, the trees that he's come from, that Gruden and Monty, who was a big factor for him. And I think all of us, you know, whether you're assistant coach, a coordinator, and now a head coach, there is your own philosophy that has to come out. If you're trying to be somebody else, it generally shows up.
from a health standpoint, did you get out of the game okay? Or
yeah, we're going to go back with the docs now. William Moore wasn't able to finish. Right. You know, he had injured his ankle, but other than that, you know, we'll go back in and look, and hopefully that, you know, he'll be okay, and then Solei that he can make it back this week as well.
Great, Coach. Thanks for your time as always. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks.
All right, and now another member of the Falcon defense is with us, and Desmond Trufant joins us to spend a few minutes, get caught up. Good to see you, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Des, you're a soldier. You know, these are tough coming in after one of these games. And we were just talking before we went on the air here. You get this process. And maybe sometimes, as much as we don't want to go through these, you get a little bit more battle-hardened when you have to go through some of these moments.
Yeah, definitely. The Coach M, Mark Kwan, he always preaches the successes and the struggle, you know. And, you know, this makes you, as a man, as a player, and, you know, it's easy when things are going good, when you're on top. But, you know, when everybody's doubting you and things aren't going your way and the ball's not, you know, in your court or whatever, how do you respond when your back's against the wall? And I know we'll respond. I know I will. I know my teammates will, too.
We have we've visited with you each of your first 3 years here now. What's this growth been like? What's the transition, 1 to 2 to 3 now, been like for you?
It's been good for me. You know, I've been playing since I've gotten here.
Sure.
Obviously, I've learned more in a different system now. I think it's been good for me. I just try to learn from my mistakes, you know, and try not to let those happen again, you know. And I think for me as a corner, just over the years, it's just believing what I see, you know, because I don't have that split second or that split decision to second guess myself, you know, because the quarterbacks and receivers, they're all on time. So, you know, just when I see something, just go get it, you know. And, yeah, but I think, you know, it's been going good for me, and I'm just trying to continue to get better.
I think as a 3-year guy, much wiser than a 3-year guy, and for obvious reasons, because of your brothers, and you kind of grew up in the game, and you kind of knew the pro level before you ever got there. How much has the biggest change for you? I know you came in here and you wanted to be the best corner in the league, and you're well on your way to getting to that level. How much have you had to kind of almost start sharing some of your information to help other people now, even though you're in your third year of trying to become a leader on the defense?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely something I've been working on because, I mean, I'm a third-year player, but, I mean, I have a lot of experience. And so, definitely, I'm trying to talk to the young guys and even some of the older guys, too. I just talk to everybody and, you know, just share what I see or share what I think we can do better. And just trying to keep everybody's heads up, spirits up, things like that. But, yeah, that's definitely something that I'm working on, definitely being a leader.
Desmond Trufant with us in the Player Spotlight on this week's edition of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show from Flowery Branch. You talked about the change in the system. What's the biggest change for you now in Coach Quinn's defensive set?
To be honest, I kind of actually was in a similar system when I was in college because I had Coach Sark out there, and it was kind of even the words are kind of the same, you know. So it really wasn't that hard for me to switch to it because I kind of been through it before. But I love it. I mean, it's simple. We get to play fast. There's not too much thinking involved.
He uses the term read and react a lot.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you see what – you know what your key is, you know what your assignment is, and when you see it, you go get it, you know. It's not like two or three things you got to be looking at, you know. So it's a perfect game plan. It's a perfect system for us, but just us as players, we got to bring it to life. I mean, at the end of the day, they can put us in the right spots, but if we don't make the plays, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, good call. Good call there. How frustrating has this been for you because – you're kind of out by yourself, out on Trufant Island, if you will, or whatever you want to call it. And there's, I mean, they're not really coming your way much. I mean, you get a throw or two every now and then they realize they shouldn't throw it at you. You almost picked one off. You ran a comeback better than whoever that was out there, Funches or whoever it was. But you see all this stuff going on the other side or in the middle and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I know it's a team game. Frustrating for you?
I mean – it's just something you got to accept, you know, as a corner. Sometimes that's going to happen to you, you know. all I can do is just, you know, when they do come my way, you know, I make them pay. You know, that's really all I can do. And but like you said, it's a team defense. You know, we got to be strong in all areas. We all got assignments and all got we all got a standard to live to, you know, so we can't, you know, have a good play here, have a bad play here. We got to be more consistent and play to that standard.
Are you to the point now where if you see something, and I'm not saying you have, but if you see someone that maybe not be living up to their end of the bargain, whether they're the effort, you don't see an effort, are you to the point now where you're going to say something to somebody?
Definitely. I mean, I think it's been it's we've been saying it.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how many games it's been now, but we've had the conversations, you know, but it's time to do it. There's really nothing else to say. Like, either you're going to do it or you not. So we're going to see in these next 3 weeks how we finish. I think it's going to tell a lot about our team. Win, regardless if it's a win or a loss, just how we play and how we fight, you know.
Does Arch mentioned Marcus and Isaiah, who played in this league, obviously. You guys spread the wealth, by the way, around the state of Washington. You played at UW. Marcus played at Washington State. Mm-hmm. Isaiah played at Eastern, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so really, who was Central? Everybody, Central was the only school that didn't get any true fun love or something?
True fun.
Yeah, it wasn't enough of us, I guess, for them.
What did you learn from those guys and their experience? Because I've added it up. It's nearly 200 career games with both guys. So what did you learn from them about handling times like these? Because they both went through them. I mean, I looked today at some of the teams they played on, and both of them had teams that struggled at times, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest thing I've gotten from them is just to stay on the course, you know, regardless of what happens. You know, because I think my brother Marcus, he always told me, you know, it's about consistency, you know. You don't want to be good here, good there, not a good tackler, not a good press guy, not a good off guy. You want to always be well-rounded and well, you know, and just staying consistent. I think that's the biggest thing I think they told me. But, yeah, but just for myself, too, like what I've gone through, you know, because I've been on losing teams, too, in the past, too. So I just, you know, I just compete. I feel like I fight even harder when things ain't going right because I know they should be going right, so I'm trying to go get it. So, you know, I'm going to just keep fighting, man. It's still a lot of plays to be made out there, and, you know, I'm going to be ready to make them.
You know, I've equated the corner position as the most difficult position to play defensively. It's kind of the quarterback on the offensive side, corner on defense. You're by yourself. You're a gunslinger out there. You're either going to win or you're going to get shot dead, okay? And then you got to line up again, right? Where do you get the confidence to be able to get rid of a play, whether it's an interference or whether a guy may beat you on a play, to get ready and line up, to know that you're going to do battle again? How's that mindset? How do you get that mindset?
Yeah, you got to have a short memory, you know. And confidence is everything, like you said. Like, if you – I don't care how fast or big, strong, whatever, what you are at corner, if you don't have confidence, you can't play it. So you just got to move to the next play. You can't do anything about that except make a play, you know, now on this next play. So – and – I'm just always competing with myself, you know. If they're not throwing my way, well, was all my techniques on point? Did he get any separation at all? You know, I'm always competing with myself. So, and I want to be great, you know. I don't want to – I feel, you know, the sky's the limit for me. So, I'm pushing towards that. So, that's where I get it from.
To that end, in the leadership you just discussed a few moments ago with what you just said there, do you spend any time with the other corner in Rob? Rob had a tough day yesterday, and they came at him a lot, and he had a tough day. But he's made a lot of plays, too. He had a pick six to win a game.
Yeah.
You know, so do you spend any time with him? He's a different player than you. He's more of a speed guy. He didn't play as physical as you play. He can run, you can run, but you play a little bit more physical than he seems to play. Can you guys share ideas and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. We talk all the time, We talk, I mean, we're always around each other. We're roommates in the hotel. So, yeah.
You see too much of it.
Yeah, we see each other all the time. But, yeah, he's a great player, you know. Like you said, he's made big plays. When he flashes, you know. And but, you know, sometimes it goes like that. It's the position we live, you know. But it's, I think, when you asked me earlier what my brother told me, he always told me, like, what you going to do next?
Right.
Like, regardless of what happened, good or bad, like, what are you going to do next? Like, and I think, you know, I know he's going to bounce back, you know. He got confidence. He believes in himself. He knows he didn't play as well as he could. And, you know, he was hurt about it, but he's going to keep pushing, and I'm going to be right there with him.
It's almost like hitting the reset button every day. Not every Sunday, but every play in some
yeah.
respect, right? I mean, just because you – and yesterday, by the way, you almost had the hat trick. You played two career games in Charlotte and had a pick in each time he'd been in Charlotte. Yesterday, you almost got your third. I thought you had it, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I had it, too.
They never replayed it or anything.
They never got a replay?
Oh, they didn't?
No, we never saw the replay.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. So I'll get them next time.
Well, let me ask you this. You've got six career picks, including the one this year.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus finished with 21. Do you know how many he finished with, and does he know how many you have, and is it one of those things going on?
I mean, he played
a long time, though.
Yeah,
he played, had seven in 2007, I guess.
Yeah, he played 10 years. Yeah, I think I can definitely catch him, you know. I feel like, honestly, throughout my whole life, I've beaten all their records, you know. Even going back to elementary school, like in track and field, they had, like, all the speed records. And then when I came, I broke them all. So, you know, but he was a hell of a player. You know, he was. I don't think he got the respect he deserved because he didn't have all the Pro Bowls and things like that. He went to a Pro Bowl, but he.
Right.
But when you ask guys of that era, like Larry Fitzgerald, guys like that, like they'll say he was one of the best. So. Yeah, I mean, if I could get anything like that, you know, I'll be happy.
Can you imagine the Trufant family Christmas in about 15
no,
years when
no.
there's some when he's done finally and yeah. he's got a little Trufants running. They're running around in the front yard and those guys are sitting up on the porch top. Yeah, but I took you down, man. That'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Is that the way it goes right now a little bit?
A little bit, but I mean, it's just all good fun. You know, we just love spending time with each other. It's just like any other family, you know, so it's all good.
It's pretty daggone good family athletically from a football perspective.
Des, tell me what is pass interference? Do you have any idea? Because
we don't know what a catch is.
I am fuzzy
so.
on what pass interference is because I thought your play in Tampa, the ball that you knocked out, you got called for PI on the slant. Warlow picks it off. You were called for PI. The same play happened this weekend with Norman on Julio, and they didn't call it. It's the exact same deal, where you're around, you jam around, the hands are around, but you're not twisting the body. What's going on there? I mean, do you guys have a definition of it? I mean, are you told every week what's going on?
Yeah, we're told, but, I mean, honestly, I think it just depends on the ref that week. Mm. I mean, it just depends on what they see, because they're reacting as well, too, just like we're reacting. So if they feel like it was too much contact or it wasn't, you know, they going to throw the flag. So, I mean, it just depends on the crew. I feel like certain crews call it more than others. So, I mean, but I just try to just put myself in the best position and go attack the ball, you know, regardless. So.
Now, is that something you know going in, who the officials are going to be? I mean, it's a lot like a hitter knows who the home plate umpire is going to be, or a pitcher knows who the home plate umpire is, and he knows what his strike zone is. Is it similar for you, where you know those guys on the perimeter, how they call it?
Yes, definitely. Coach Quinn, every Friday, they keep a stat of what each crew calls, you know. This crew calls this more, this crew calls this more. So he tells us every week, you know. But regardless, I mean, you can't worry about it as a corner. I mean, if you're thinking about that, then you're probably going to get beat regardless. So, I mean, I just continue to be aggressive. If a call don't go my way, well, I'll just get it next play.
Hit the reset button.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Every snap. As you move into the last three ball games here, most important piece for this team to remember, most important thing for you guys to accomplish Sunday?
I think just getting back to our standard. I think at times of the year we show what we could be and what we could do, and then at times it was like, this is not us at all. Like, who are these guys out there, you know? So I think we just need to get back to our style of football because we can do it. We've done it before. It's a great system. It's a great place to be. So we just got to go get it as players. Like, it's on us.
Perfect. Des, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.